It's time now for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
And good afternoon. Yeah, set, I guess. Good evening, whatever you prefer at this time of the day. It is Medeca's tournament time here on Sunny 101.3 now. If you were listening earlier on Sister Station, KTNC, and the girls' A Division semifinal, Fall City Sacred Heart, the number one seed, or the number two seed, advances with a hard-fought 30-28 win over the Freeman Falcons. 30-28, the Irish girls get the win. They advance to the Friday night championship. They will play the winner of the game upcoming here on Sunny 101.3 between the sixth-ranked Johnson Brock Eagles in Class D2 or the Class D1 number 10-ranked Diller Odell Griffins. The Griffins are 8-3 for Coach John Moore. Jeff Ottoman has his Johnson Brock Eagle squad at 11-1 at this point of the season. So the two teams coming in here, 8-3 and 11-1, trying to get to the title game tomorrow night against Fall City Sacred Heart. We'll come back. We'll give you a look at the starting lineups after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Thinking about your health? Have you put on a few extra pounds or felt a bit tired? It's a new year and a short drive to Community Medical Center in Falls City, Nebraska. Start the year off right with a wellness check at Family Medicine Clinic. Our trusted and compassionate providers will work with you in all aspects of your health. An annual checkup and preventative services could make the difference. Call Family Medicine at 402-245-4475 for a wellness check. Here's to a happy and healthy year.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to City Auditorium, Beatrice, Nebraska. The Johnson Brock Eagles, the number one seed in the girls' A division. They're taking on the Diller Odell Griffins in this ballgame, the second semifinal of the day. The visitors today will be Diller Odell. The Griffins, coached by John Moore, they will go with this group of players today. Ashley Dewis is a 5'2" senior. Madeline Hardy is a 5'7" senior. Jaden Hayek, a 5'2" senior. Bailey Velda is a 5'8" senior, and we also have a 5'8" senior freshman. Nobody wants her to be a freshman again. 5'8" senior, Miley Weirs, averaging 23 points a game for the Griffins through this point of the season. We will also see in the ball game. Aiden McKinney, a 5'9" junior, in this contest tonight for Dylan Riddell. Now for Johnson Brock tonight, coaches Jeff Ottoman and Andy Buckmeyer. They will go with 5'9" senior Brooklyn Behrens in the starting lineup tonight. Also starting tonight for the Eagles, Daly Pelican, a 5'7" sophomore. Brooklyn Buckmeyer is a 5'8" senior. Chloe Weiss is a senior. And Taryn Ottoman is a 6-foot senior for Johnson Brock. I mean, I don't have Chloe Weiss's height in there. But that is the starting lineup for the Johnson Brock Lady Eagles in this ball game tonight here at Beatrice City Auditorium in Beatrice. Now, we've got 7 games on the radio today and tonight for you. We've already had one over on KTNC earlier. Sacred Heart defeated Freeman 30-28 in the A Division semifinal. At 5:30, should be tipping off here just a little bit. In the B Division girls semifinal is Pawnee City taking on Bruning Davenport Chickley. That's the B Division semifinal. Later tonight, Paul State Sacred Heart boys will play Elmira in the B Division semifinal on KTNC. And Humboldt Table Rock Center plays Gerald Dell in the 8:15 wrap-up game tonight at the Beatrice Middle School for this game tonight. Those are all on KTNC. Here on Sunday 101.3, following this one is the Johnson Brock and Extra Milligan Friend boys, both teams undefeated on the year. That should be a great one. Johnson County Central plays Freeman in the final boys game of the night in the A Division. That scheduled for an 8 o'clock tip-off. We're already running behind here in this action today. That Sacred Heart and Freeman game took long, so we're about 20 minutes behind time here already for today and tonight. But we are ready to go. Just about here, the teams have been introduced to the crowd on hand here this evening. And we are set. Okay. Johnson Brock, the home team in this ball game, dressed in the white. Darryl Odell, they're the road squad, dressed in the black with the orange trim. Saw Darryl Odell play Sacred Heart last Friday night. Sacred Heart got the win in that one. Dylan Riddell not shy about shooting the long ball. They went just 4 of 40 in that game on three-point shots at Sacred Heart last week. The ball is scrambled for it in the backcourt, and it's still loose. Finally picked up by Chloe Weiss. Now over the far side to Behrens. She'll go over to Pelican. Pelican will work it out top, and now to Chloe Weiss. They go right to left toward the north bucket here in the first half this evening. Take the ball inside. They go to Ottoman, knocked away. Weirs with the takeaway for Dylan Riddell. Right side of the floor, crossover, guarded by Vice. Cross court to Dewis. Dewis will hold her pass, tip away from Hardy. Now to Weirs for three. It's off the mark, no good for the right side. Rebound ripped out of there by Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer now up the floor, and another turnover by Johnson Brock as they throw it away. So two possessions and two Johnson Brock turnovers. And now we've got a foul on the trip up the floor. They call that on it. Not sure what he did here. Oh, no, he was setting the clock. They were setting the shot clock at 31 seconds. Okay, no foul. All right, I get it. Okay, here we go. Griffin basketball, they inbound. They'll have 30 seconds to work. Weirs walks it up on the left side for Pardee in the middle, and the ball knocked away. Hayek loses the ball, and it's going the other way. Ottoman all the way to the hole with the left hand. It's up and good. Karen Ottoman with the first two of the ball game. 6:52 to go in this first period. Out on the left side, Ashley Dewis with the basketball. Bounce pass down low on the sideline. Turnover, a steal by Pelican. Pushes the ball ahead to Behrens and a layup for Brooklyn Behrens. So each team with a pair of early turnovers in this ball game. Weirs in the front court, 4-0. Johnson Brock with a quick lead early. Out to the top, Hayek with it. Now it goes Weirs, cross court with it to Pardee. Back and forth, shot on the way for Pardee. No good, tipped out of there, controlled by Weiss. Weiss on the run, 3-on-2, leaves it back. Pelican, 3-ball. Switch from the right side of the circle for Daly Pelican. And all of a sudden, it is 7-0, Johnson Brock. The Eagles up early. Ball turned over. They tried to stave it on the far sideline. Did the Griffins. Then the Eagles give it right back. Weirs on the left sideline. Leaves the ball to Pardee. They need to settle down. Run their offense here. Handle the basketball. Dewis with it against the zone defense of Johnson Brock. Lob it to the inside to Weirs. Double team. Pass out of there. Taken away by Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens ahead of the pack to Pelican. Layup. No good. Rebound to Chloe Weiss for the Eagles. Out top. Behrens for 3. No. Rebound brought down. Put up by Pelican. No. Autumn in the rebound and the putback. She's got 4. And it's 9-0. Johnson Brock at the start here. 5:21 to go in the first quarter. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
A quick 9-0 lead for Johnson Brock in this ball game over the General Dell Griffins. The Griffins have 4 turnovers already in the ball game. We haven't played 3 minutes yet. Getting back to the basketball, Jaden Hayek. Into the game for the Griffins, Aiden McKinney, a 5'9 junior. McKinney, right corner, pass it inside, back out to the...
January is National Blood Donor Month, and Nemaha County Hospital encourages you to give the gift of life. Blood donations are critical for patients in need, and your contribution can make a significant difference. Contact Carla Pettijohn at 402-274-6127 to learn how and where to donate. Working together, we can save lives. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Are you looking for a fun activity for your 4 to 6 year old? sign up for the Shadow Boogie Kids Camp at Heller Martial Arts. Starting February 3rd, this six-week camp teaches your child the basics of Taekwondo and defense against bullies. Campers get a t-shirt and a board break. Sign up today. Space in the Shadow Boogie Kids Camp is limited. 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts in Fall City. 402-380-3383.
Here at Frontier Bank, providing commercial loans to community merchants is one of our primary purposes as a community bank. Throughout the years, we've helped many local businesses get started. We offer a wide range of business loan products to support your needs. Frontier Bank's goal is to help your business in every way we can. What's good for your business is good for ours. Come see us for all your business banking needs.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.
Trailers, farm supplies, hardware, lawn and garden, paint and tools, family clothing, boots and jeans. There's so much to our store, you'll find what you're looking for.
We're glad to answer questions. Full service guarantee.
Farmin' City Supply is where you'll find it. Farmin' City Supply is country poppin' through and through. We take good care of you.
Farmin' City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Hey, if you get closer, the lights are going dim. The sound of the breathing has made the mood I'm in. All of my resistance lying on the floor, taking me to places I've never been before. Ooh, and I can feel.
Apologize for a technical problem here. Now, 36 seconds ago in the first quarter, Johnson Brock has jumped to a huge lead, 25, and now make it 27-4 on a steal by a layup run out by Brooklyn Barons. It's 27-4. Johnson Brock with a lead over Dill Rodell. I apologize for that Three-pointer at the far end. Madeline Pardee with the bucket. She's got 3 points, and it's Sony 7-7. In the back front court, Chloe Weiss, 6 seconds up on the clock. Back to her across court. She drives 2.5, shoots. No. Ottoman came down, tried to get the rebound. Weir's down with it. After one quarter in the A-Division semifinal, our girls game, Johnson-Brock 27, and Del Rodel 7, back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
This is Sunny 101.3.
8 minutes up on the clock, and we are ready to go here with the second quarter. Johnson-Brock 27, Del Rodel 7, our girls semifinal round game in the A division. Inbound the ball to the freshman sophomore Daly Pelican, over to Brooklyn Barons, back to Pelican at the point. Chloe Weiss, right side of the floor, skips it across to Pelican on the left side. Pelican gives the ball up there for Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer away to Chloe Weiss again. Chloe with a bounce pass into Pelican. She's triple team. Gets the ball out of there and a three ball on the way up. No good by Barron. Rebound to Miley Weirs for Dylan Rodell. She'll pull up, fire a three from the left side of the circle. No. Ottoman the rebound for the Eagles. Pelican with Ottoman thinking about a long triple. Says no. To Weiss. Left side Barons. Back to Weiss. Back to Barons against the zone defense of the Del Rodel Griffins. Sacred Heart awaits the winner of this one tomorrow night in the championship game. Chloe Weiss to Barron, down to Ottoman, left corner, gets away from one defender, floats it up from 10 feet, no good, and Ottoman over the back on the foul, on the rebound, her first team foul of the second quarter. Terrific start for Johnson-Brock in this game. They were up by 1.27-4. Now we've got another foul on the Eagles at the other end. This one on Chloe Weiss. Second foul of the quarter. Inbounding will be the Griffins from the side and double dribble. Walk in it into Madeline Pardee. She dropped it, picked it, and dribbled again. Pelican will inbound to Weiss. Senior will bring it up the floor here for Johnson-Brock to the right side. In the corner to Brooklyn Barron. Back to Weiss. Chloe works, right side, into the paint, out to Ottoman. Three ball, left side up, on the rim, won't go. Rebound to Barons underneath, out to Weiss, now Pelican. Ottoman again underneath, pass tipped away. Weirs on the run, the other way, 1-on-5. She forces it in, off the glass, it's good, and draws a foul. Foul on the Eagles, a foul on Daly Pelican. Third foul of the quarter, first on Pelican. Weirs has her second field goal and her first trip to the line coming up here for Del Rodel. Back in comes Ashley Dewis for the Griffins and plays to Madeline Pardee. Weirs at the line, gets set, fires, it's up, and no good. Rebound Ottoman, pass it out of there to Pelican and couldn't get to it to save it in. Ball hits the sideline, and it will go back to the Griffins at midcourt. we got? Timeout called by the Eagles. They lead 27-9. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Fast Global Solutions is cheering on area school athletics. They work to bring home the win. Just like those athletes, Fast Global Solutions has been providing winning solutions that help our customers, communities, and employees thrive. From sales to manufacturing to service and parts, our talented team works together to deliver the highest quality equipment and top-notch customer service. A global company with small-town spirit, Fast has been proudly supporting our schools and community for over 40 years. Learn more at FastSolutions.com.
Sunny 101.3.
Griffin basketball with 6:12 to go in the first half, down by 18, 27-9. Johnson Brock was up by 23 at one point here in this first half, in the first quarter. Weirs out near midcourt circle. Dribbles. Guarded by Weiss. Now they switch off to Barron. Double team. She goes between the defenders and Chloe Weiss with the steal. Ahead to Pelican. Layup is good. Haley Pelican with the bucket. I'm going to check the scoring here. At halftime, I missed some of it during our little outage. Now it's Johnson Brock up 29-9. In the paint, shot up, in and out, and back in, good for Eden McKinney. Her first two of the night, 5:21 to go in the first half. Bailey Velda going to come in the game on the next break of the action for Del Rodell. Bounce pass, Pelican, high post free throw line. Out on the right side, three ball, in and out, no good there for Barron. Rebound tipped around, Chloe Weiss catches it on the left wing beyond the three-point line. Cross-court pass knocked away. Ashley Dewis fighting it all the way across the midcourt stripe. Can't catch up to it, and the ball goes out of bounds. Taking our assistant Adam Sato with the catch over there. Gives it back to the official. Pelican out for the Eagles. Into the game goes Kinley Weiss, a 5'4 freshman. Chloe Weiss to Kinley Weiss. Cross-court, Chloe. Goes in for Ottoman, too tall on the pass. Out of bounds it goes with 4:45 left in quarter number two. Back to live action we'll go here. Weirs over, talking to Coach John Moore. Now she'll walk the ball up the floor for Dillon-Odell Griffins. Cross court over to Beekman, Berkeley Beekman. Shot up, no. Rebound brought down by the freshman, Kinley Weiss. Kinley to the left side, gives it back to Chloe Weiss. Chloe works between the circles, picks up her dribble. Looks to Kinley on the right side, bounce pass in. They go inside for Buckmeyer. Cross court for Chloe Weiss. Too tall on the pass, and will be gripping the basketball. So Pardee back in place of Beekman. 4:12 to go in the half, 29-11. Johnson Brock with the lead. Up the floor, Miley Weirs with a basketball on the right side. Gives the ball up there to Pardee. Left side to us, down to Weirs in the left corner. Chloe Weiss guards her and reaches in, knocks away, steals it. And then a foul on Weirs, reaching in to try to get the ball back. Finally, Weirs picks up the foul. Her second foul of the ball game. That's the first foul of the second quarter. Halfway through the period here. Johnson Brock, number 6 in class C2. Johnson Brock leading class D1, number 10 ranked. Joe Odell. Ottoman in the paint. Got it away to Chloe Weiss. She'll fire a three ball from the left wing. Short, no good. Rebound to Weirs. Weirs in traffic, gets bumped, and a foul going to be called here on Brooklyn and Buckmeyer. Fourth foul of the quarter on the Eagles. First of the game on Brooklyn and Buckmeyer. Madeline Pardee into the ballgame now for the scorer's table here. into Weir's, 2911 Johnson Brock. Weir's to the front court with a dribble. Looks off the left side. Now to McKinney. Shoots and scores. Aiden McKinney. Second field goal. She's got four, 29-13. Left side, back in, Daly Pelican for Johnson Brock. To the top it goes, Barrett, back to Pelican, holds it, looks, out to the top now for Kinley Weiss. Kinley dribbles around, off to Barrett on the right sideline. Left side, Kinley Weiss for three on the rim. No, and the rebound brought down. Weirs ends up with it after the battle with Barron. Weirs up the floor. Stops. Cross court pass. Tip. Dewis ends up with it. Now away to Pardee. Pardee in the right corner with the ball now to Vilda. Underneath Dewis alone, and their shot is blocked out of bounds. Good job there by the defense with the block. Brooklyn Barron. Barron's will block it, and it will be Delrodell ball. To the front court. Inbounding. Weirs to the baseline. Lobs it out of there to Vilda. Weirs comes out beyond the three-point line, gets the ball back, guarded there by the freshman, Kinley Weiss. Weirs goes around into traffic, and a reach in by Daly Pelican. Got her hand, got both hands on the basketball. Held the ball, already in possession. It will stay with the Griffins. Now we got two officials going to visit here. Stays with Delrodell. Shot clock will stay at 8 seconds. Ball comes in, left side, three-pointer up. No good by Pardee. Rebound ran down in the opposite corner by Johnson Brock, Chloe Weiss. Chloe up the floor to Kinley on the left side. Free throw line extended beyond the three-point line. Man-to-man defense here by Delrodell. Take the ball out on the right side to Chloe Weiss again. Back to the top to Pelican. Her pass is tipped. Weirs gets the steal after it's moved away. She goes around the defender in for the layup. Won't go. Kinley Weiss, the rebound. Freshman on the run. Tag from behind, ball stolen by Adrian McKinney. Double team, gets away, Delrodell with it. McKinney, pass to the right side of the floor on the baseline. Now inside, McKinney again to do it. Left hand layup for that Pardee, up and good. Pardee gets the bucket and it's 29-15. What was a 23-point lead is now a 14-point lead. Minute 20 to go in the half. Johnson Brock with the lead over Delrodell. Girls A division. Medeckas Turner into Ottoman in the lane. Spins, pitches it back. Shot up for three for Kinley Weiss. No, and the rebound to Vilda. Bailey Vilda. Ball loose, stolen away from Weirs. The race is on. It's off the Eagles. Out of bounds. Kinley Weiss trying to catch up with it. Ball goes off her hand. Out of bounds. Shook him out of the game, replaced it there now by starter Brooklyn Barron back in, but she gave some quality minutes there to the Eagles. Under a minute to go in the half, and we're just walking the ball up the floor, surveying the situation against the zone. Out, throws the ball across the floor, right side for Pardee. Pardee dribbles, guarded by Chloe Weiss. Dewis down to Weirs, three ball, left elbow, no, rebound, Ottoman. 35 seconds to go in the half, 32 on the shot clock. So it's Taryn Ottoman to dribble the ball up and give to Chloe Weiss in the front court. About a second difference on the shot in the game clock. Right side into Ottoman, she's going to roll to the hole, up, no, but a whistle and a foul. 16 seconds to go in the half. Foul on Delrodell. On who? Oh, 15. Okay, 1-5. It's Aiden McKinney with her first foul in the ball game. Ottoman at the line. Free throw in and out. Bounces off the rim. No good. Kurt Kill in our studio in here. Kurt, we're going to change things up at halftime. We'll take a break, do the weather,
another break, and then I'll be back and do the scoring later after I go down and check it all out, see what we missed earlier. 30-15, Johnson Brock with the lead, 11 seconds to go in the half. We're to the front court. Moving left, passes down to the corner to Dewis for three on the rim. No. Rebound out of bounds off of Johnson Brock. Darryl Dell has it with 2.6 seconds to go in the first half. All right, Weirs will inbound. She'll be the trigger. Looking, and her pass knocked away, stolen by Pelican. And that will end the first half. Her score, Johnson Brock, 30. And Bill Odell, 15. Just 3 points in the second quarter for Johnson Brock. All right, 30-15. The Eagles have the lead here at halftime over the Bill Odell Griffin, the girls' A division semifinal. The winner plays Sacred Heart for the title tomorrow night. Right now, we'll take a 2-minute break, then we'll check the weather, hear for more of our sponsors, and Kurt will let you know when I'm back here with all the information I need. Coming up on Sunny 101.3.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Jim's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jim has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dan's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Attention nurses! Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your weather for the tri-state area. As we head into tonight, we're going to be well above our average low temperatures for this time of year, and as we get closer to the weekend, Friday night, it looks like the cold front will push its way through, dropping our low temperatures into the teens. Then by Saturday night, we'll drop into the single digits. Average highs around this time of year, 34 degrees, and our average lows around 13 degrees. For tonight, we're looking partly cloudy with a low around 27 degrees, with south-southwest winds at 5 to 10 and gusting as high as 20 miles per hour. By Friday, we'll see lots of sunshine, high near 43 degrees, west-southwest winds 5 to 10, gusting as high as 25 miles per hour. Friday night, the chance of rain showers returns under cloudy skies with a low around 15 degrees, north-northwest winds at 15 to 20 and gusting as high as 30 miles per hour. Saturday looks mostly sunny with a high near 21. I'm weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick on Sunny 101.3.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jay Gortasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group Directorate and Premium.
Pro
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family. Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanics. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska. Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent, Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back here to the Beatrice City Auditorium. In the Medecus Tournament at halftime, our score in a girls' game, A Division, is 30-15. Johnson Brock enjoying the lead. They were up by as many as 23 in that first quarter. Scoring in the first half for Dylan Rodell Griffins, they have 4 points for Miley Weirs, 4 for Aiden McKay, 5 for Madeline Pardee, and 2 for Ashley Dewis for their total of 15. Johnson Brock had 27 points at the end of the first quarter. They've just now got 30 here at halftime. They had a slow second quarter. Taryn Ottoman leads the way with 10 points, along with Daly Pelican for Johnson Brock, 10 apiece. And they have 4 for Brooklyn Barons and 4 more for Chloe Weiss for the Johnson Brock total of 30 in the first half tonight. 30-15 halftime, Johnson Brock with the lead. We'll take one more 2-minute timeout. I'll be back with the second half coming up on Sunny 101.3.
Your old farm truck, a good pair of jeans, and Grandpa's 4020 tractor. Some things are built to last. At Mustang Seeds, we're committed to building long-lasting relationships, not transactional ones. That's why our priorities have remained the same for over 60 years. People, performance, integrity. You can count on us for that. Mustang Seeds, supporting farmers from the ground up.
Thrivent is a proud sponsor of local sports. We're a wealth navigation group with Thrivent, and we help people make financial choices guided by their Christian values so they can take care of themselves and others. Faith is what fuels us. If it fuels you too, let's talk. You can reach us for our Fall City or Auburn locations at 402-315-8711. That's 402-315-8711. We look forward to hearing from you.
At U.S. Cellular, you don't have to choose between a great deal on the phone you want or the phone plan that's right for you. Four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90.
Whoa, that's like getting tickets to both a wrestling match and a figure skating show.
Yep, get both. Four free phones of your choice plus four lines for $90, no trade-in needed. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
A1 Cellular in Auburn is your U.S. Cellular dealer, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. Stop by A1 Cellular today.
Thinking about your health? Have you put on a few extra pounds or felt a bit tired? It's a new year and a short drive to Community Medical Center in Falls City, Nebraska. Start the year off right with a wellness check at Family Medicine Clinic. Our trusted and compassionate providers will work with you in all aspects of your health. An annual checkup and preventative services could make the difference. Call Family Medicine at 402-245-4475 for a wellness check. Here's to a happy and healthy year.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
It's halftime of the Dexas Tournament, the A Division Girls Semifinal. Johnson Brock leading at Del Rodel 30-15. The winner gets Sacred Heart tomorrow night in the Girls Championship. That is an 8:30 game, I believe, or 8:45, somewhere thereabouts in that game tomorrow evening. All right, here we go. Back to live action. Johnson Brock basketball in the first quarter. Number 3, high post to the free throw line. The ball goes to Brooklyn Barron. She'll kick it out of there. The right side to Puckmeyer. Can't connect on the long ball. Rebound brought down by Dylan Odell. Ball comes up the front court with Jason Hayek. High post. The ball goes to Bilda. Bilda will dribble across the floor. Give it down to Ashley Dewis. Dewis throws the ball. It goes to the backcourt to Johnson Brock. Picked up. Driving into the paint with a big step. He is going to be Barron. Lost it. Got it back. Ottoman. Left side. Drives through. Throws the ball to the corner. Three ball for Weiss. Too strong. Rebound. Brought down. Buckmeyer. Can't connect, but we've got a ball out of bounds. Touch last by Dylan Odell. Eagle basketball. Lob it into the lane for Barron. Makes the catch. Can't connect. Rebound coming down to Bilda. Bailey Bilda to Weirs. Throws the ball ahead and a layup at the other end. Up and good for Bailey Bilda. Her first two of the ball game. It's 30-17. To the front court. Bailey Pelican gets the ball off now to Chloe Weiss. Back to Pelican. They play catch. Chloe Weiss comes right side, gives the ball up there to Barron. Right side, Ottoman. Ottoman holds, looks inside, and it's in paint up. Left hand, it's up, it's down for Brooklyn Barron. She's got her third hoop of the evening. Lead is back up to 15 for the Eagles. Free throw circle to Bilda. Off he goes to Pardee. Pardee back to the top, swing it around. Now it's Weirs. Holding the basketball, out to the right side for three, off the mark, no good by Hayek. Rebound to Ottoman. Taryn comes out of there with it to Chloe Vines. Chloe, free throw circle, floats it up off the glass for two. Vines with 6 points now for Johnson Brock. Weirs to the front court for the Eagles, presuming for the Griffins. Should give the ball up there and now hand it around. Driving up, leave the ball away. Weirs, double team, backed up. Gets the ball inside the circle to Bailey Bilda. To Dewis, throw to the middle. Bilda again, off it goes to Hayek. Hayek in the right side, three ball up, no, two ball up and good. By Bilda. He's now got four of the lead, 15 again, 34-19. High post, free throw line, down the lane. Barron up, down, and a foul. Brooklyn Barron with her fourth field goal. She'll go to the line to shoot one. Foul will be called on Bailey Bilda. Her second foul. First one of this third quarter. At the line for a three-point opportunity, Brooklyn Barons for the Johnson Brock Eagles. Into the game comes Aiden Kinney for the Griffins. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Barons now with nine. rear to the front court. Passes off the left side to Dewis. Dewis passes, bounce pass in, knocked away. Scramble held ball will stay with the Griffins on the north end here as they go right to left as we look at it in quarter number three here tonight at the Beatrice City Auditorium. Weirs will inbound for the baseline. Looks into Dewis. Passes out to the right corner now with the ball is Bilda. Weirs for three from the left side. Up and good. Weirs now with seven in the ball game. 37-22, Johnson Brock. Ottoman, right side, baseline in the corner. Holding, plays catch. Pass goes inside. Barron inside out. Chloe Weiss dribbles once. Back over to Pelican on the left side. She'll dribble it away. Now over to Weiss. Weiss to Ottoman on the baseline. Drives in. Shot just taken away from her. Weirs in traffic. Up the floor on the right side. The senior gives the ball in the middle to McKinney. Driving in. Lost her balance. Throws it up. It's in and a foul. McKinney with the bucket has 6 points. Foul on the Eagles. Going to go on Brooklyn Buckmeyer for second. First foul of the third quarter on the Eagles. McKinney free throw set up and good. Switches it home. And it's now down to a 12-point lead. .406 to go in the third. In the middle, the ball goes to Barron, and she's double-teamed. Dewis and Weirs set the trap, and traveling is called. So here comes Weirs up the floor through the circle of midcourt. The free throw line off to Dewis, left side. Pass goes inside. McKinney inside out. Three ball short, no good by Bilda. Eagle rebound on the run. Chloe Weiss, 2-on-1. She'll take it herself. And a blocking foul will be called on Hayden Hayek. Her first, team foul number 2 of the quarter on the Griffins. At the line, Chloe Weiss, 6 points in the ball game. Freezer on the way up and good. She'll have another one here. Chloe Weiss ready. Sets herself. It's on the way up. It's good again. She got them both. 39-25, Johnson Brock. Front court with the pass to Bilda. She'll drive in. Pass, try to pass it back out. Stolen away by Brooklyn Barons. Barons up the floor on the left side. Gets the ball in the middle. And a drive and a scoop from Brooklyn Barons from Buckmeyer. And it's going to be off the Griffins out of bounds. Johnson Brock ball, they'll trigger from underneath their own bucket here. Everybody on the corner of the lane, inbounding, Chloe Weiss. Bringing it into Ottoman on the left side, baseline. Swinging out top around the perimeter. Now a three ball from the right side, all the way up and down from Brooklyn Barons. Her first point tonight, she's got three. Right, here come the Griffins down by 17 again. In the middle, Dewis over Ottoman. Off the rim, short, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Vilda. Gets the ball away to McKinney. Back to Vilda. Bounce pass in. Oop, nobody home there. And the ball is going to slide out of bounds on the baseline. Turn it over to Johnson Brock with 2:49 to go in quarter number three. 42-25, the lead to the Eagle girls. Coming up next, boys action, Johnson Brock and Exeter Milligan friend. Coming your way here on Sunny 101.3 in the boys A division semifinals. To the front court, here comes the Johnson Brock Eagle. Down on the right side, left all alone on the right side. 18-footer is up and good by Barron. Brooklyn's got 5 points in a row. 5 points in the game. Out on the right side. Three ball for the Griffin. Good. Bilda from the baseline fills it up. 44-28. to the front court with 2 minutes and 5 seconds to go. Chloe Weiss for the Eagles. Looking against the zone defense here. Out to Audubon. Barron's are going to lead her. Go. No, she's going to pass it inside. Bailey Pelican. They grab the ball. No, that's not Pelican. Who was that? Trying to take it away there. That was a Brooklyn Barron's. Hayek out of the game now for John or for Bill Riddell. Back in there, Madeline Pardee. Vice will inbound all the way out to Autumn beyond the three-point line. Drives up, passes left, Barron's for three, no. Pelican had it, then taken away by her teammate, Chloe Vice. Pass left side, now back. Buckmeyer gives the ball to Barron's, and now back over to Vice. Right side, three ball up, too strong for Pelican. Offensive rebound, weak side by Barron's. Can't get it to go, got it back again. Now we're going to have a held ball. That will go to the Griffin on the alternating possession. All right, here we go. Griffin ball with a minute 27 to go in the third quarter, down by 16. Top seed, Johnson Brock. Up the floor, Weirs with the basketball. Left side, passes it back out top. Dewis now, right side for Pardee. To Weirs, right sideline. Skip pass over to the far side to Vilda. Dribble to the baseline. Pass out of there, headed to the backcourt. Pelican runs and gets it. And it's over and back to the touch first by Del Rodell. Pelican would have probably been better off that time just letting that go. It's either going to run all the way out of bounds or it's going to be over and back as soon as Del Rodell touches it. Coach John Moore up says, I think they touched it, Mr. Official. And the official said, no, they didn't. We didn't see it that way. Down in the corner, Pelican with it on the left side. 52 seconds to go in the quarter. Right side, Audubon with it. Tara will give it over left side. Pelican again. 18 on the shot clock. Pelican looks. Keeps her dribble. Down in the corner, Audubon. Short corner, left side, drives in. And a foul. As she drives in for the shot, the foul will go on Dillardell Bailey Vilda, her third. That's the third foul of the third quarter against Dillardell. Free throw on the way up and good for Taryn Audubon. She now has 11 points in the ball game and looking for 12. Free throw. On the way for the senior. It's up. It's good. Lead is 18 again. 46-28. Shot clock a half second ahead of the game clock. Inside it goes to McKinney. She spins. The ball's tapped away out of bounds by Johnson Brock. Weirs will trigger in from the baseline. She looks, everybody lined up on one side of the lane. Bring it in, out top, Hardy. Pass in the middle, Dewis off the glass, no. Rebound tip, Pelican catches it on the run all the way in, up, and it won't go. Chloe Vice the rebound, and the putback for Johnson Brock. He's got 10, and the lead is 20 for the Eagles. 3 seconds on the clock. Weirs at the buzzer, short, no good. After three, it's Johnson Brock, 48. Del Rodell, 28. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
48-28, Johnson Brock with a lead over Delano's Griffins here in quarter number four as we get ready to go in this final period here tonight at Beatrice City Auditorium in the 96th Annual Adepus Basketball Tournament. The winner here will play Sacred Heart tomorrow night in the championship. Last year's tournament got weathered out. I think they had one day of games. So Sacred Heart girls have won the last three of the Adepus championships. Ottoman, right corner, three ball, short, no good. Griffin, rebound, Weirs through traffic, and a reach-in foul called on Brooklyn Barron. First foul on her, first foul on the quarter on the Eagles. Weirs a trigger from the baseline, looking. Nobody really moving. She bounces the ball in off the backside of an Eagle. Gets it herself. Weirs passes off right side to Hardy. She'll load up a triple and hit it from the right elbow. Hardy now with eight in the ball game. That's her second triple. 48-31. Johnson Brock with 17. Really never been threatened in this. Here's a ball knocked loose by Hardy. Weirs comes up with it. Drives in, and a, oh, what a blocking foul. That will not make the folks in red very happy. The foul will go against Chloe Weiss. Her second foul, second of the quarter on the Eagles. Weirs at the line. She had a full head of steam when she went in there. Free throw up. Good for the senior. She's now got seven, making 8 points in the ballgame. Second free throw coming. On the way up and good. Crowd really picking up here at the Beatrice Auditorium. Two undefeated boys teams going at it here. Next, Johnson Brock and Extra Milligan Friend. Followed by Johnson County Central. They'll play the nightcap tonight against Freeman Falcons. Ottoman, right side elbow, gets the ball back out to Perrin. The Pelicans swing it around. Weiss drives from the wing into the paint, elevates, got it. Chloe Weiss with a dozen. Lead is 17 of the 6:42 mark of the fourth quarter. With the ball left side, Madeline Pardee in the middle of Weirs, blocked away from her by Weiss. Taken away, Pelican drive to the other end. Layup is good for Daisy Pelican. She's got a dozen. To the front court comes Hayek. Back over to Weirs. Ball on the floor, pulls up 17 feet away. No. Rebound grabbed by Brooklyn Barons. Or Buckmeyer, excuse me. Buckmeyer up the floor. Now Weiss going to hold things up a little bit. Ottoman in the corner on the left side. Back to Weiss, back to Ottoman. Drives around a defender all the way through, and her bounce pass is stolen away. And then a foul. Foul on Brooklyn Barron, her third. Team foul number three of the quarter on Johnson Brock.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away.
Coming up next, Johnson Brock Boys and the fixer Milligan Brown squad. Both going to be on the air. Johnson Brock's been ranked number one all season. And then also on the air. So here's Greg Griffin's back out on the floor. And now we're ready to roll. Steve Frontdorf.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
This is Sunny 101.
All right, at the line, Miley Weirs. Weirs at the line, just set, and throw up, and then do it. It made four in a row, you know. All right, we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be back on the Sunny 101.3.
January is National Blood Donor Month, and Nemaha County Hospital encourages you to give the gift of life. Blood donations are critical for patients in need, and your contribution can make a significant difference. Contact Carla Pettijohn at 402-274-6127 to learn how and where to donate. Working together, we can save lives. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back here to the After City Auditorium. Taryn Autumn just made another two-pointer. She's got 14 on the night. It's 57-35. Now Autumn for three. Fill it up from the right side of the circle. She's now got 17 to lead all scorers in the game. The lead is now 25 points. Biggest lead of the game. The 2 minutes to go in this fourth quarter. Johnson Brock over Del Rodell. Sacred Heart awaits the winner of this one tomorrow night in the title game of the Medeckis Tournament. All girls action tomorrow and tomorrow night. Weird from 16 up and good. Two-pointer for Miley Weird. Now 13 for her, and it's 60-37. Timeout called by the Eagles. I want to switch out some players here. Into the game comes Casey Knippelmeyer. Let's see, who else is checking in here? Into the game comes Emily Foley. I'll have to catch them all now that they're all huddled up. We can't see. Ruby Gravatt, a 5'10 junior, about ready to check into the game here. Cassie Knippelmeyer, Emily Foley, Kinley Weiss back in there. Also in is Hallie Nichols. And with the ball, Knippelmeyer now has it. Left side of the ball with Nichols. Nichols passes over to Weiss. Kinley, the free throw circle. Minute 18 to go, gives the ball up there to Hallie Nichols, a 5'9 senior. And the defense came out, double dribble is the call. Berkeley Beekman back in the game for Del Rodell. Also in there, Akela Krieger. Up the floor with the basketball. For the Griffins comes Madison Rosebaugh. Rosebaugh will give it up to Sydney Engelman, who's in the contest at the 1 minute mark here. Off the right side to Beekman. Beekman passes off. Now the ball in the hands of Rosebaugh again. Bounce pass into the paint. Back out. Three ball for the left-hander is up. No good by Rosebaugh. Johnson Brock had the rebound. Wrapping it up was Ruby Gravatt. Ruby couldn't get control of it after she got a hold of it for a minute. Ball got away from her. And 42 seconds to go. Inbounding will be Rosebaugh. She gets it in, now gets it right back. Bounce pass over to the middle, and now on the right side with it, Engelman. Engelman, left side for Rosebaugh. Roseball will give it up now to Beekman again. 17 on the shot clock, and the ball out of bounds off of Dill Rodell. It will be Johnson Frog's ball with just 21 seconds to go. So it's going to be Sacred Heart Johnson Brock in the A Division Championship game tomorrow night here on Sunny 101.3. Give the ball up out top to Hallie Nichols. She's going to hold it, dribble it for 9 seconds. That's going to give it off to Kinley Weiss. And that's going to be your final. Johnson Brock 60, Dill Rodell 37. 60-37, your final score. Johnson Brock with their 12th win of the year. Dill Rodell now 8-4. We'll come back and wrap up the score to this one after this 1 minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Are you looking for a fun activity for your 4- to 6-year-old? Sign up for the Shadow Boogie Kids Camp at Heller Martial Arts. Starting February 3rd, this 6-week camp teaches your child the basics of Taekwondo and defense against bullies. Campers get a t-shirt and a board break. Sign up today. Space in the Shadow Boogie Kids Camp is limited. 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts in Fall City. 402-380-3383.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here to the Beatrice City Auditorium. It is the halfway point of our A Division Championships. The girls have wrapped up for the night. Johnson Brock just won. They defeated Dill Rodell by a score of 60-37. Leading the way for Johnson Brock, Taryn Ottoman, the senior, with 17 points, 12 each for Chloe Weiss and Daly Pelican. 9 for Brooklyn Barons and 8 for Brooklyn Buckmeyer in the ballgame for the Eagles. For Dill Rodell in this contest, they are led by Miley Weirs with 13 points in the ballgame. 8 for Madeline Pardee, 7 each for Aiden McKinney and Bailey Vilda, and 3 more for Ashley Dewis. That is the final in the girls A division. Johnson Brock and Sacred Heart tomorrow night in the championship. Across the street of the Beatrice Middle School in the B Division, girls game, Pawnee City leading BDS 16-13 at the half. That's the B Division semifinal, 16-13, Pawnee City with the lead at halftime. That game can be heard on KTMC right now. We've got the boys out warming up, Exeter Milligan Friend and Johnson Brock. They're going to hook it up here in about a little less than 20 minutes. We'll be back in about 10 or 12 minutes with the boys game. Johnson Brock and EMF coming up on Sunny 101.3.